Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My new neighbor asked me if I could drive his friend, who I've never met, to the airport on a weekday afternoon because I work from home. I've got some new neighbors across the hallway in my building. They're nice enough. A couple a bit younger than me. One of them doesn't work due to mental health, and then one of them works at a company his dad runs, and then works bar shifts in the evenings. It sounds rough, I get it. I have a career as a video game designer, currently work from home. At first, the guy seemed like he was fanboying me. Then it seemed like bitter, backhanded comments. Oh, you probably earn more in a month than I do in a year. I've told him I highly doubt that's the case, but I always change the subject. Anyway, I have a car, they don't. I offered to help if they needed to pick up any vast items that were too big to carry. They asked if I could pick up a rug for them in town. They'd come with because they don't want to pay the delivery fee, which was very small. And they said how they're so tight for money. These are the same people who, when they ordered takeouts, bought a promotional t-shirt to be delivered with it, more expensive. Anyway, I keep my views to myself and I happily helped. They were friendly, grateful, but they did ask me far too many questions about my job and my money, etc. Now, I didn't think much of it at the time, but yeah. The other night, really late, the dude messaged me asking if I could give his friend a ride to the airport the next day in the afternoon. And he said, "She's really cute, man. She'd think you were a gentleman. Not to pimp you out, but you know, taxis are so expensive, so you'd really be helping out. And obviously I can't drive, so I suggested you'd be up for it." I was so shocked, I just politely replied, "Hey, would love to be helpful, but I can't just take an hour and a half out of my working day." And he just replied, "Oh, fair enough. I'm keeping a distance now. I hate it when kindness is morphed into being self-entitled." Now, when I saw this post on Reddit, I knew I simply had to cover it because I've got so much to say about this. As you guys can probably tell if you're watching me on YouTube, this is my bedroom. Shock, I work from home. I'm a YouTuber. Now, just because I do work from home, it doesn't mean that I'm not working just as hard as someone who was in an office, and it doesn't mean that I've got spare hours to give random people lifts, even though I might offer once in a while to be nice, like OP. I just completely agree with what OP is saying. Just because he was nice in the first place, these new neighbors are now looking to take advantage of him, and it's just pretty horrible to see. Like, if OP had never suggested he help in the first place, they wouldn't have come to you about this lift. It's almost as if you're too nice for your own good, which is backwards. It's just a shame that there are people like this. And don't get me started about, oh, game developers not a real job, or, you know, YouTubers not a real job, etc, etc. Just because people don't understand it as much as a traditional job doesn't mean it's any less real. Mother gets mad because I told her her kid sucks at speaking another language. So, to try and keep the story short, I am German with Arab roots, but was born and raised in Germany. My mother tongue is German, but I do speak Arabic enough to have a conversation. I have family who came here from my home country a couple of years ago, so of course they can't speak the language, which is perfectly fine. Just so you know, German isn't really easy. They have four children, and for your information, every one of them is a goddamn brat. The parents don't give a dang about how they speak to you and how they behave. For example, the oldest is a boy, let's call him Sam, who's maybe 7 years old, so really young. But he's already so freaking disrespectful. He once spat on me, pulled my hair, and even insulted me in various ways. When I told my mother she should watch her kid, she looked at him and said, "Sam, enough. She doesn't like that." I mean, I of course didn't expect her to beat him or anything, but dang, at least send him to his room or punish him in some way. The kid needs to learn that it's wrong to behave in that manner. To the main issue. Yesterday, I visited them with my parents, and that annoying child came again and started speaking to me in German. Now, they only speak Arabic in the house, but he's in second grade, so he's supposed to be at least speaking a bit. Before he tried, his mother was bragging about how Sam is probably a genius to be able to speak so fluently. Well, let's say it was something. I honestly didn't understand anything. So I asked him if he can repeat it. Maybe I'd understand then. But again, nothing. Like, it wasn't even a real sentence, to be honest. Now, in this moment, I didn't really care how I sounded. You can probably tell that after my experience, I don't really like Sam. So I told him to go and speak to someone else because I can't understand a single word. His mother was watching, heard, and got incredibly mad. She started saying, "How can you not understand? Maybe yours is the language that's broken." She doesn't speak a word of German, so obviously she doesn't know if what he's saying is real words. I said, "Listen, it's not the end of the world. I'm just saying I don't understand him. He's still young, he'll probably get better once he speaks to other children." Then she went on a rant about how I disrespected her child's knowledge and was rude to her. I'm still confused. Honestly, did I say something bad? Was that rude? I just said I can't understand him. How was that rude? Now look, I'll be honest. I actually love what you said to Sam. You don't like him and that's absolutely fine. You don't have to like a kid. If they're annoying, yeah, tell him. I don't care. It's not my kid. Tell him what you want. But I think you gave him a good lesson here. Yeah, look, you didn't explicitly say that your German's awful. You just said, quite abruptly, but openly and fairly, "I don't understand you, pal." Simple as that. Not rude. You don't need anything wrong. Yeah, you could have been nice to him, but also, no one in his life is telling him that he's being rude and arrogant, which he is. Maybe it needs someone like you to say, "Yeah, you're not as good as you think you are, pal," for him to realize he's not as good as he thinks he is. And also, you are legitimately helping him. By telling him that you can't understand what he's saying, you're showing that his German needs work. Maybe he didn't realize it. You're the only one that speaks German in this event. It's your job to let him know. All I will say though is, with a mother like that, he is predestined to be an arrogant b. I feel bad calling a 7-year-old that, but hey, sorry, Sam, that's what you are. And can I just say for the record, I also think I probably was quite arrogant as a young boy. And in fact, my strongest critics may say that I still am extremely arrogant. That's up for you to decide. But right now, Sam, as a 7-year-old, he's 7. As a 7-year-old, tone it down, pal. Tone it down. I mean, just spent about 30 seconds abusing a 7-year-old. Let's carry on. You know what they say. Teach him young? No one says that. Entitled Mummy demands money from me again. I am a 20-year-old man, and I was hoping not to have to post about my mother, but she came back for more. To bring everyone up to speed, she had an affair that resulted with her having my half-brother and sister. My parents got divorced, and she kicked me to the curb and married her sugar daddy. Now, my sister is about to graduate, and she wants me to hand over some money from my inheritance because sugar daddy won't give my sister an allowance for college to spend on booze, blow, and whatever else. Or, well, that's what I think she'll spend it on anyways. I'd received $93,000 from my grandpa, spent $27,000 on a tractor before putting the rest aside, and spent the past 2 years adding to it until I was at $79,000. With some advice from my last post, I took all but $10,000 from my savings, bought a used no-till seeder and offset disc for $18,000, and invested the rest for my future farm purchases. Now, on with the show. It was a lovely day on the farm. My dad was out ploughing, I'm hauling manure, I got Def Leppard playing in the tractor, a decent buzz off of Copenhagen Wintergreen, and I'm thinking about Hardy's commercials. Just living the life, about to take another load out to the field, when my mum's freaking Porsche pulls into the farm, blocking my way. She rolls her window down, honks her horn, and waves at me to come talk. I hop off the tractor and yell out, "I'm not a lapdog. If she wants to talk, she needs to get out and come say what she wants face to face." She makes a show about getting out, and to my surprise, my sister came with her this time. My sister is very much like my mum when it comes to looks. Too many highlights, spray on tan to the point an orange looks pale, and more makeup than 10 circus clowns put together. That's a lot of makeup. "Well, well, well, looks like Amber Heard left a surprise in my driveway," I say. "Will you be climbing into the spreader, or will I need to grab the skid steer and dump you guys in?" "You will not talk to me that way. I'm your mother, and you will respect that." "Nah, you're more like a surrogate to me than a mum." She wrinkles her nose at me and exchanges a look of disgust with my sister. "You know what we're here for, so why don't you do us a favor and make it quick?" I want to hear it from my sister's mouth, not yours. "What is it that you want from me?" "I want the money that was supposed to be for me," says my sister. "I don't know what you're talking about." "What money?" "You know exactly what I'm talking about. The money that—" "Oh, that money. Blame Mummy Dearest for riding the wrong dick and lying about it." "Do not talk like that about me. I am your—" "Oh, F off with that BS. You know damn well what you did. And now you're just mad that my grandpa wouldn't give your hexborns what was promised before the truth came out." "Are you going to give me what I'm owed?" asked my sister. "Yeah, you can have my chore. It's lost the flavor." I take the chew out from my mouth and held it out for her. both she and my mum started gagging like they're about to vomit. I threw it to the ground in front of their feet, making it fall apart everywhere and onto their shoes. I'm just having a good time at this point. I then asked my sister why she wants the money so badly. Because I don't want to work at some McDonald's or something while I'm in college. I can't stand being around people like you. What's wrong with people like me? I like people like me. Well, you're not sophisticated enough. That's why you wear rags and I see you've taken to growing a mullet. Disgusting. Hey, now don't be judging my cougar magnet. Also, I think you should work so you can learn proper people skills, which I see you're lacking. I am not. Look, just give us the money and we'll be on our way. I can't. I don't have it anymore. Why don't you have it? You didn't go to college or spend on anything from what I can see. Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it. What did you spend it on? Well, if you insist, there was this heavyset stripper named Rosie with these massive 42 double D boobs that I had a thing for. She claimed to love me and I fell for it and now I'm broke. Oh, you're a liar. Just give us the... I'm telling the truth. I swear I don't have it. BS, give it to me. Yes, give it to your sister or else. All right, how about I stomp in some calf poop and shove my boots so far up both your butts you can taste it? Why do you keep disrespecting us? Why don't you two no good for nothing, goddamn mother freaking idiots, get the frick off my property? There was some fighting after I lost my cool. Then they left in a huff. Middle fingers in the air, calling me everything under the sun. I quickly grabbed a handful of cow poop and threw it at the car as they peeled out. When my dad came home from the field later, I told him what happened, and he was angry, but thought it was kind of funny at the same time. And that's the end. I hope you enjoyed me sharing this with you guys. Well, I for one absolutely loved the OP. That was brilliant. Yeah, I mean, this is just a brilliant story. The way you talk to your mother, it's just first class. It's so good. I love it. Like, you can tell that you know exactly what you're doing. Word for word here, you have them on a string. It's beautiful to see. They're obviously just demanding your money and just going crazy, but you know you're not going to give it to them. Just chill. Mug them off. Tell them loads of rubbish. It doesn't really happen. Who cares? Nothing's going to change. So what? Take the mick out of them. I love it. Look, you know very well they're not entitled to your money and they're not going to get it. So yeah, have some fun with them. Mug them off and treat them like trash, as they did you. Good stuff. I also love, right, that she comes up in some lovely Porsche. Now, look, some Porsches are not dramatically expensive, but a lot of them are. Surely, if your daughter really needs the money that badly to go to college or whatever, sell the Porsche, get a normal car like 99% of humans, and then fund your daughter going to college. That'd be my suggestion. But hey, I'm not an entitled mum. As much as I'd love to be, by the way, I really would. Maybe I'll do that, you know. One video, I'll just spend a day with a group of entitled Karens. That would be funny.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Entitled mother almost broke my neck as a newborn. So, I'm the firstborn in my family. I'm now 23 years old and a woman. It's just me and my 20-year-old brother. But obviously, being the firstborn, my parents were very careful and everything was new for them. I was born with dislocated hips and I had a problem with my neck. My head was held at a slight angle, very stiff and couldn't be moved. Over time, this loosened and as my neck got stronger, I've learned to hold my head straight. I was in a harness when I was born due to my dislocated hips, so my legs were fixed up like a frog and my cheek was against my shoulder due to my neck. I probably looked weird to others. Anywho, to the point. My mum went grocery shopping and I was asleep in my buggy. My mum struggles when alone in public, you know, like girls go in groups to the toilet, that kind of thing. She's quiet and going about her business when another mother and her young child walk up to her. How cute. How old is she? Said the other mother. Thank you. A few weeks old. Aw, well, you really should know she shouldn't be lying like that. Her neck will be messed up. Oh, well, you should already know that if you're a real mum. Excuse me? Do you think you're a good mother messing your child's body up so young? Well, no, actually, then the entitled mum grabbed my head, forcing it straight, and I screamed, instantly waking up and crying. What the heck do you think you're doing? Said my mum. My mum slapped the woman's hands away and her toddler started crying. Mum lifted me up and started comforting me, and my screaming was getting the attention of other customers and staff. I'm fixing your child, something you should be doing, but I'm too nice, so I'm helping you. She was genuinely shocked and taken aback that my mum shouted at her. A nice lady had gone and gotten security and they were on their way over. How dare you touch my child? She can't move her head. She's got a condition that means it's painful to move as her neck is stiff. What? I've never heard of such a thing. Whatever rubbish you just said doesn't exist. My friend's a vet, so I know these things. Wait, sorry, what? She really said that? Oh my God. My mum fought back tears and the security guard showed up. The entitled mum grabbed her child and stormed off as my mum bounced me gently, trying to calm me down and quietly explained to security what had happened, and witnesses backed her up. The woman was stopped at the door and held until police arrived. I'm not sure what happened after that, but the hospital told my parents that I was incredibly lucky nothing had broken. My neck would take longer to heal, and my head is still a little lopsided today, and I'm 23. Fun times! So, F you, entitled mum. Apparently, I didn't sleep properly for weeks, and my neck was strained as it was pulled roughly. Who the heck touches someone else's child, let alone yanks a newborn's head? My mum just wanted to get me to the hospital, so I'm unsure what happened to the woman. I hope she had her head yanked too. I mean, look, OP, you've put it better than I ever could. Who would even touch somebody else's child, without permission, of course, let alone mess around with their neck? It's as simple as that. I mean, just reading through the comments here, apparently babies sleep with their heads drooped all the time. I wouldn't know that. Oh yeah, but true, think about a baby in a car seat. Like, they're like this, aren't they? No, they don't have their heads, like, normally. Like, well, not normally, but just straight, you know? They're babies. Yeah, they don't have incredible neck strength. Incredible. Actually, sorry, the more I think about it, nobody sleeps just like this. Like, your neck, if you're sitting up, your neck is not going to stay straight. Unless you're like a robot, pal. The more I think about it, the logic is just mental. This woman's mental. That's going to do it for this one. So guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. Before you go anywhere, please, if you're watching on YouTube, click on this playlist. This is a playlist of all my entitled parents episodes in one. If you're just chilling and you want to listen to me in the background, I'll keep you company, whack that on. If you're listening to me on a podcast platform, link is down below. If you click it, you'll jump onto YouTube and you'll come and see my truly wonderful face. Who wouldn't want to see that? And if you're already on YouTube, wow, count yourself lucky.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.